Blog Talk
Good morning.
Radio.
Good morning. We're so glad you could join us on Bible Storyland. Today is September 17th, and it is Joyful Praise Day. Joyfully sing to the Lord, you righteous people. Praise the Lord is proper for decent people. So we must praise the name of our God. He is our God. The word of the Lord is correct, and everything he does is trustworthy. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. His mercy fills the earth. Let all who live in the world stand in awe of him. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. Blessed are the people he has chosen as his own. Father God, we just come before your holy presence this morning to give you glory, to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you thanksgiving, O God. And Father, you are a mighty God, an awesome King. And we just love you, O God. We adore you. We come to worship you this morning and to thank you. Because truly, God, you have been great to us. You have been merciful. You have been kind and loving in all your ways. And Father, we acknowledge you in all your ways today. We thank you for your mercy, O God, because your mercy endureth forever. And Father, I just come before you lifting up everybody that's on Bible Storyland this morning, O God, all over the United States, all over the world, Father God, people who listen in. I lift them up before you, and I thank you that your joy is their strength, O God. I thank you for being their Lord, their shepherd, and they shall not want, O God. Father, I pray a hedge of protection around everyone this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus and our families, Father God. I thank you for watching over us as we go in, as we come out, in the name of Jesus. And Father, this morning, I lift up our President of the United States, O God. We thank you for President Obama. We thank you for choosing him for such a time as this. We lift up his family, O God. We ask you, Lord, to be with him as he make decisions concerning our country, O God, that he will be led by your spirit, O God. Another spirit he will not hear, but he will obey you, O God. And Father, I thank you for salvation for President Obama and everyone in the cabinet who's not saved, O God. And I thank you, Father God, for salvation for those who are listening who are not saved, O God. Father, you are a mighty God, and you said not let not one be lost, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. So we thank you this morning for America, O God, this great country where you have birthed us, O God. And Father, we thank you for every continent in the world. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for families everywhere being blessed and highly favored of you, coming closer to you. We thank you for families loving you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, loving our neighbors like we love ourselves, O God. Father, we lift up the children in the world this morning, O God. Our children, Father God, need your help, O God. Allow our children to come to you at an early age and be saved, Father God. And I just thank you for what you're doing in our children. Protect them, O God, from every way that the enemy would try to attack them in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, O God, for being the children's Lord and Savior. Father God, you said, suffer little children to come unto you and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. I lift up the elderly this morning, O God, those who have paved the way for us, the gray-haired people, the hoary-headed people, your people. You know all about them. Heal bodies, O God. Heal minds, O God. And we thank you for what you're doing in your people and through your people, drawing all of us closer to you in this hour, God. Oh, Father, we just bless you this morning. We come to give you praise. We come to give you thanksgiving, O God. We lift up our leaders this morning, Father God, especially your church leaders, those who are called by your name, those who are running hard after you like the deer after the water brook. Father God, may they always yield to your will, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we bind backlash, retaliation, and revenge from off of them and off of all of your people, Father God. And we thank you that your joy is our strength, oh, God. We lean to you, not upon our own understanding. Father, we thank you for your presence on Bible Storyland this morning, oh, God. And we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Have your way this morning, oh, God. Have your way You are a mighty God and a great God. We come to give you glory. We come to give you honor. We come to give you praise. So we are grateful that you could join us this morning, O God, because we say that your joy is our strength. We thank you that you are Lord over us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we bless you, O Most High, and we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Father, we decree and declare righteous teachers over our children, O God, in the name of Jesus, that our children will rise up in the name of Jesus. They will be successful. They will follow you, O God, even at an early age. They will be faithful to you all the days of their lives, like Joseph, O God, like Daniel, O God. I thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Have your way on Bible Story Land. Bless each and every listener in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for your anointing coming forth this morning on Bible Story Land. We bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Joyfully sing to the Lord, you righteous people. Praising the Lord is proper for decent people. Give thanks with a lyre to the Lord. Make music for him on a 10-string harp. Sing a new song to him. Play beautifully and joyfully on stringed instruments. The word of the Lord is correct, and everything he does is trustworthy. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. His mercy fills the earth. The heavens were made by the word of the Lord, and all the stars by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters in the sea. He gathers the waters in the sea. He's a mighty God, and there's nothing too difficult for him. He puts the oceans in his storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all who live in the world stand in awe of him. He spoke, and it came into being. He gave the order, and there it stood. The Lord blocks the plans of the nations. He frustrates the schemes of the people of the world. The Lord's plan stands firm forever. The Lord's plans stand firm forever. His thoughts stand firm in every generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed are the people he has chosen as his own. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all of Adam's descendants. From the place where he sits enthroned, he looks down upon all who live on the earth. The one who formed their hearts understands everything they do. No king achieves a victory with a large army. No warrior rescues himself by his own great strength. Horses are not a guarantee for victory. Their great strength cannot help someone escape. The Lord's eyes are upon them that fear him, on those who will wait with hope for his mercy, to rescue their souls from death and to keep them alive during a famine. We wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts find joy. In his holy name we trust. Let your mercy rest on us, O Lord, since we wait with hope for you. Oh, we just thank God for his word, because his word is true. God honors his word above his name. As we continue to give joyful praise unto our God in honoring him, Karen Attell, a mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas, this morning, God has gifted her with hands that play melodious music unto our King. So she's going to play a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Karen.
And to you, I am going to praise him, praise him.
Amen.
Thank you.
praise him, praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. What a great Redeemer he is. He has redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy. What a great God we serve. And, you know, if we're not serving him, guess who we're serving? And we only want to serve the Most High God. So we thank him that he came to this earth. He bled, he died for us. So we just thank him this morning. We thank him. We praise his name. You know, God is mighty, and he deserves all the glory. All the praise belong unto our God. Nobody died for you or me but him. He came here. He bled and he died. He loves us. He loves us more than anybody can ever love anybody. He gave his life for us. Because of who you are, we give you glory. Because of who you are, we give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, Lord, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you. Because of who you are, and I worship you. Because of who you are, and I worship you. Because of who you are. Oh, he's a great God. He's a mighty God. And I worship him because he is great. He's everything. He's the almighty God. You know, God used many women in the Bible to do great works. Holy women of integrity, notable women like Miriam. She was an ambitious woman. Deborah, a patriot. She was a judge. He used Ruth, a woman of humility. He used Hannah, an ideal mother. She prayed for her child. She was a praying woman even before he was born. She asked God for him. And God granted her request. He used other women like Dorcas. She was a benevolent woman. She was a seamstress, and she gave alms before the Lord. He used Lydia, a businesswoman. This morning, we are blessed to have a mighty woman of God. She is a pastor from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's the pastor of the church called Pray the Word, Say the Word. She's going to bring the word of God this morning that God has laid upon her heart. So we're so grateful that she could join us this morning. Good morning, Pastor Phillips.
Good morning.
How are you?
God bless you. I'm blessing the Lord.
Oh, we're
Thank
grateful
you,
to have you on. Her name is Pastor Josie Phillips. So we're ready to hear the word of God this morning.
Praise God. Before I get started, I'd like to sound the shofar. Hallelujah. We just want to invite the presence of the Lord in the house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something about starting our day, hallelujah, with our mind stayed on the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. It is God that gives us site. One day I went to a nursing home and the ladies were sitting around, and I looked outside and I said to the ladies, and they were all dressed up and they had their pearls and their earrings on, and I said, oh, but my God, when I looked outside and I say, thank you, Father God, that I can see the green grass and I can see the leaves and I can see the birds in the sky. And one of the ladies responded, oh, yeah, well, I've got to go to the doctor and get me some more eyeglasses. But you know what? She wasn't seeing what I was seeing. And I just thank God that what he gives us is an insight into his heart. We want to even touch the pulse of God. Jesus, we want to touch the pulse. We want to have a heart behind him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Today, I'm just going to get started with the word of God. I praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy that endures it forever. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you open hearts and open ears. And God, give us in-depth, Father God. Give us, oh, Father God, we're hungry for more of you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for revelation knowledge, Lord. Oh, Father, give us an ear to hear what you're saying. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is a time that we're all of us are observing things in the world. We watch the news and we look at other places that have never had earthquakes. And today I want to talk about how to behave in a cave, or having a cave experience. And I'm sure all of us have had a cave experience. And the scripture is coming from 1 Samuel 22. And it's talking about David, how David escaped to the cave Adullam. He was running from King Saul. And you see, with David, when he was younger, hallelujah, David was a shepherd boy. And even when he was younger, how God had his hand on little David. You see, what happened was God began to prepare him. He began to prepare him. And even when he began to take the five smooth stones and he began to learn how to use his slingshot, and he killed Goliath, and then the lion and the bear, and the things that he did, and he said even to the giant, when he came upon the giant, and God had him to slew the giant. We have giants in our life today, but I want you to know some of us feel like retreating. Some of us feel like going into the cave of Adullam, and this is where David escaped. See, Saul he wanted to kill him. Hallelujah. How to behave in the cave. Ah, hallelujah. It's not what you do in the cave that gets you out of it. It is how you act when you're there. Many of us cry. Many of us begin to plead to the Lord. But I want you to know this is a time for us to begin to turn our focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing that he is our shield. He's our defender. I say he's our rock. He's our rock in the hiding place. Many times I've gone through situations and I felt like just digging a hole and just crawling in myself. But God said, no, you can't retreat. You can't retreat, even to like David. David went into the cave, and he just felt all alone. But I want you to know the people that was with him. Oh, hallelujah. I'm looking here with 400 men that went with him. And you want to know how these people acted? Oh, hallelujah. They were brave soldiers. These men that was around David was not, they were not prestigious people. These men that was around him, probably many of them was hungry. They were desperate people. Maybe they were people just like you and I. Oh, but I want you to know that David was surrounded by people and men that was in distress. Maybe they were in debt. Maybe they were discontented. These guys ended. Some people would say that they were losers in the game of life. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that God is an awesome God. And as he surrounded David with the 400 men, and as David began to encourage himself in the Lord, hallelujah, God is an awesome God. I want you to know that God is an awesome God. He says to be encouraged in these times. These are end times. We've got to know in John 16:32, Jesus said that in his word that we would have tribulation. But he also said to be of good courage. Yes, I have overcome the world. That's right. There are things that are happening in life that make you want to feel like you just want to retreat. You want to throw in the towel, but you can't do that. Oh, hallelujah. In this life, the devil sends all kinds of tribulation your way. He tries to make you run and hide in the cave. I know everybody have a cave experience. So how do you behave in the cave? I want you to know that there's many things that might drive one into a cave. Maybe you're dealing with fear. Maybe you're dealing with discouragement. I've got a girlfriend in Atlanta. She's dealing with a hoarding house. Right now she's got a leak from her hot water heater, and she don't know what to do because all of her valuable stuff, so she thinks is valuable, is getting wet. And she's just almost out of her mind. Hallelujah. But that was her situation that she feels like running away to. But I want you to know, maybe you're discouraged about something. Maybe you have a situation with your children, your grandchildren. Maybe you've been disappointed. Maybe your friend betrayed you. Maybe you had a friend that shamed you or something. Or maybe you've lost loved ones. Hallelujah. And you don't know what to do, and you're feeling like you're all alone. Have you had a cave experience? Or maybe you have to battle fatigue, and fatigue sometimes make you want to faint. I want you to know that God is an awesome God. Oh, he says to be not weary in well-doing. In Galatians 6:9, the Bible says to be of good cheer. That's the word today. I was telling Minister Caritha just the other day, I was driving in my car, and the Lord spoke to me, and he says, there's a wind that's blowing, and there's a wind that's about to come our way, and it's going to be a wind of refreshing. Those of us that's been holding on to the horns of the altar, hold on. But Galatians 6:9, it says, for us to be of good courage. I'm telling you today, oh, hallelujah, that you don't have to stay in the cave, because God wants to deliver us and set us free. Hallelujah. He wants us to have the joy of the Lord. We can get out of that cage victoriously. God wants us to get up. He wants to stand on our feet and to go forward. I'm telling you today, oh, hallelujah, when your back is up against the wall and you don't know what to do, you can't give up. I don't care no matter what it is that comes against you, or you want to know that it didn't come, whatever it is, it didn't come to stay. And this too, I want you to know, shall pass. And this too, whatever you're dealing with, maybe you're dealing with a situation and you're having financial problems. Oh, little David didn't know he was running for his life. He was running for his life. But God, hallelujah, God had a place for him. Oh, and it came to pass, I want you to know, maybe people are dealing with sickness and they don't know what to do. I want you to know that sickness didn't come to stay. It came to pass away. In the name of Jesus. And problems didn't come to stay. I want you to know it will pass away. It'll pass away in Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. I want you to know you might be distressed in some area, or despair, or depressed, or discontent. I want you to know, but you've got to put your trust in the Lord. You've got to put your trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding, because God will show you how to get out. Oh, yes, he will. In 2 Chronicles 11:10, in fact, hallelujah, I want you to know that David, and his name, that men, they became so courageous, and that, I want you to know that the whole world came to know him as David's mighty men of valor. Oh, glory to God. I want to share with you a little story about a little bird. A little bluebird was flying over in the pasture one day. See, sometimes we feel like we're all by ourselves, but we're not by ourselves. And that's why I thank God for this radio program, because it encourages us that word of God goes forth. Oh, hallelujah. That little blue bird was passing, and it flew into a pasture one day. I want you to know it was snowing, and that little bird got so cold that he couldn't fly anymore. So he just landed on the field and began to freeze. The snow kept falling until the bird was completely covered with snow. And just about the time that the bird thought he was going to die, here comes a cow or wandering by, and it stood right over that bird and dropped a big flop on top of him. Oh, my God, my God. Many of us feel like we've flopped, or many of us feel like God has forgotten about us. No, God has not forgotten about us. I'm reminded the other day, if you remember, we're from New Orleans here, and people eat a lot of oysters, and I'm reminded how that little piece of sand gets into that oyster shell, and it cuts. It's an irritant. It cuts, and that little piece of sand says, I wish I could get out of this, and it just takes time. It cuts, and some things are so painful that we go through, but we got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We got to hold on. Oh, hallelujah. He has given to us his robe of righteousness. He extends his mercy, long-suffering. I say long-suffering, loving-kindness, tenderness, healing, his compassion. Yes, he's our shield. He's our defender. He's our rock, and he's our hiding place. We can't give up. And that little piece of sand in that oyster, the outcome of that, I want you to know, is a beautiful pearl. So whatever it is that you're going through, I want you to know that this too shall pass. And back to the little bird. And as the little bird began to wonder why did this cow just drop this flop on top? And at this point, the little bird became agitated. How many times do we get agitated when people do stuff to us? Oh, but I'm looking at today, hallelujah, how God is bringing us to a full circle, hallelujah. Sometimes we get disgusted. Sometimes we get mad. And this little bird was agitated, and he was mad because he began to stink. He stink. In Jesus' name, I want you to know, he said, what is this? Many times we'll say, what is this? But after a while, he thought, hey, well, this isn't too bad after all. It's kind of warm. He realized that he was going to live and not die. See, the little bird was about to freeze, and the Lord allowed this cow to go there and to warm him up with this flop that he flopped on top. Maybe you're feeling discouraged today. I say to you today, stay focused on him, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't give up. Maybe you can't do what you used to do. Maybe you're getting younger, and maybe you don't have a whole lot of people around you to help you or to support you. But don't give up. Someone is depending on you. Oh, glory to God. You can't be discouraged. Encourage yourself just like David. Many of you are the backbones of your family. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Give up. Don't give up. There's some things that will hinder us, and I want you to know that we've got to hold on to God's changing hand. Hallelujah. My God is an awesome God. We are about to enter, hallelujah, we're entering times right now. It's almost like the third day church, and God is rebuilding his church. God is restoring right now. I'm telling you, the wheat and the tare are growing up. God is telling us to arise and to go forward. God is saying to arise and to build that which he has for us in this hour. It's the season for us to It's the season for us to begin to expand. Oh, glory to God. God wants us to have the mindset that there is nothing impossible for him to do. Oh, glory to God. He's the one that saves. He's the one that rescues us. I say that he's the holder of the keys. He's the holder of the keys. He's the silent in the night. He is the tree of life. He is consecrated forever, and he makes us sanctified. Hear how for ever by his precious blood. I want you to know that he's the truth. He's the forerunner. He's the first bone among many brethren. My God, oh, he loves you. I said he destroyed debt and he led captivity captive. He is the great I am. I don't know what it is that you're dealing with today, but just like little David, oh, hallelujah, oh, David began to put his trust in the Lord. David, hallelujah, oh, in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And if we're walking in the things of God, we know that we have victory. So we give God all praise and glory. I thank God. We cry out to God. Oh, God says that. I believe it's in Psalms 138:8. He said, he will perfect that which concerns you. Yes, he will. And in James 5:16, it says that effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You've got to believe that. He says that, oh, hallelujah, oh, my God, shall supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. Oh, he is a God that loves us so much. Oh, yes, he is sweeter than all the flowers. Oh, I want you to know that his voice is so powerful upon the water. Oh, when we begin to have that relationship with our God, he hides under his wings. In 91st Psalms, I want you to know that my God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Father God, we just pray for an outpouring of your spirit, God, that you be, that you release our prophetic gifts, Father God, as we begin to walk, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're increasing our territory, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're increasing every measure of unity that we can work together and network in the body of Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you give us a burden for lost souls, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for a fresh word. And, Father God, let the wind blow, just like what you told me, endurance, Father God, that we will endure hardness, just like David, Father God, that the wind is blowing. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we can go forward. We can go forward. Now I'm getting ready to sound the shofar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for this is the day the Lord has made. Don't give up. If you're feeling like you're in a cave, don't give up. God is with you. Yes, he is. He loves you. He said to be steadfast, immovable. That's right. Oh, and know that. How to expect the miracle. There's a song say, I anticipate the inevitable supernatural intervention of God. Go around expecting a miracle. Praise the Lord. Don't be discouraged. I pray, hallelujah, that God would help you to make those decisions, that you walk, be not discouraged, be not dismayed, for the Lord God is with us. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. Right now, we cast all our cares upon you. Well, right now, Father God, even as I talk to my friend that's dealing with the water in her house, Father, right now, Father, we just repent of all our sins and things that we had a part in, or whether we had a part in or not, God, we repent, Father. We ask that you forgive us for things that we don't even remember or things that maybe we've offended someone. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father, for your mercy. For your mercy, Father. We thank you for your love, that you fill us up with your love today, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we go forth, oh, Father God, that we don't compromise what you have given us. And we thank you for your anointing that breaks you. We thank you for a deposit, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we walk in your perfect peace today, divine wisdom today. We thank you, Father God, we decree and declare that we walk in divine health, Father God, and that you give us the wisdom to make the right decision, that we have the mind of Christ. We give you praise and glory. We cover us with the blood of Jesus, and we seal in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. What a mighty word that was. That was such an encouraging word, Pastor Phyllis. We appreciate it. Having a cave experience. You know, we all have those. Even children have cave experiences. You can think back on your life when you were a child. We've all had cave experiences. So, you know, but the thing about it is God is with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And, you know, just like she said, we have giants in our lives. But God has given us victory over every giant. I'll never forget when I taught school in New Orleans, they were about to have the leap test. And I was teaching the fourth graders, and they were kind of afraid. And I said to them, I said, you know what? How many of you are afraid of the leap test? And they looked at each other. Then they looked around. And I said, you don't have to be afraid. Put your hand up, be afraid. Some of them start raising their hand. And I said, guess what? You don't have to be afraid. You have victory. I said, there was a little boy named David. And I said, God gave him victory as a little boy. He killed a lion. He killed a bear. He killed a giant. And I said, don't you know God will give you victory too? They were waving their little hands because they knew the story already. But they just wanted to let me know they know that story. And I thank God because they knew that story of David. And I told him, I said, when you go home, you get on your knees and you say, Lord, I need victory over this leap test. Because that test was a test that, you know, if they didn't pass the test, they weren't going to pass the grade. Even though I don't care if they made straight A's in school, they were not going to pass the grade. But God gave many of them victory because they went to him. And I thank God, you know, our children need to know that they have victory. Our adults need to know that we have victory. And as Pastor Phillips so powerfully brought the word, we need to hold on to God's unchanging hand. He is the one who rebuilds and restores us when we, you know, we've been in a cave experience. It's all kind of situations we face. God said in his word, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he'll deliver us out of them all. And, you know, like she said, trouble. God says he careth for us. Everything we're going through, he already knew it before we were going through it. He already put preparation in us. He is the one who gives us victory. You know, many of the scriptures she gave, 1 Samuel 22, read them again. John 16, 32, Galatians 6. Be of good courage. You know, God, Jesus overcame the world, and he is the one who helps us overcome. She says it's the season to grow and expand. He is our rescuer. He is the truth. He is our forerunner, and he is the great and mighty I am. So remember, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. Don't give up. When you feel like giving up, call upon his name. Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Lord, I'm going through this. Lord, you know, a lot of times I call my friends up and I say, you know, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And sometimes I can't even get them on the phone. But guess what? We don't need a phone to call our Father. He's always available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's always available. So, Pastor Phillips, keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. Each of you, keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. Because he's an awesome God, awesome and a mighty God. He will never leave us. You know, his palm is so huge. It keeps all of us in his mighty palm. So I'm grateful to God. And, you know, I'm grateful when he uses, excuse me, that rod of correction to pull us back in. He uses that rod to pull us back in so the wolves won't get us, so the bears and the giants won't get us. He keeps us in, you know, he'll correct us. It don't feel good. But guess what? Even when you were corrected by your parents or you correct your children, it doesn't feel good. But I tell you what, it helps us to stay on the right path. Father God is so loving and so kind, and he has our best interests at heart, so much so that he put a purpose on the inside of us. Who are we that God is mindful of us? You know, he created us in his image. And Jeremiah 28:11 says, the word of God says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans of peace and not of disaster. Plans to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call on me. You will come and pray to me, and I will hear you. God looks for obedient, faithful people to carry out his plans. People who he don't even have to keep checking on and asking, did you complete step one? Then he don't have to come back. Did you complete step two? No. Like Noah. God knew Noah was going to follow his instructions in building the ark. He didn't leave out one piece of lumber. He measured everything just the way God said. And we have to do that. When God gives us instructions, we have to do it just the way he said it. So God chose the son of Nun, the successor of Moses, who was trained in God's ways and obedient to Father God to carry out his strategic plan. Joshua was a mighty warrior in the army of the Lord. Joshua told the people, perform the ceremonies to make yourselves holy, because tomorrow the Lord will do wonders. He's going to do miracles among you. Joshua also told the priests, take the Ark of Promise and go ahead. He said, I want you to go ahead of the people. They did as they were told. Then the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to honor you in front of all the people of Israel. I will do this and let them know that I am with you, just as I was with Moses. Now, you know, and God is an awesome God. He has a plan for our lives. Now, he don't leave nothing out. Not one thing did he leave out. He said, you know, that his word has so much in it that we don't need nothing else. So in Joshua 3, chapter 3, starting at verse 5, he said in his word, Joshua told the people, perform the ceremony to make yourselves holy, because tomorrow the Lord will do miracles among you. So you know God's word is true. Then they did what they were told. Then the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to honor you in front of all the people. I will do this to let them know that I am with you, just as I was with Moses. Order the priest to carry out the Ark of Promise. When you step into the water of the Jordan River, stand there. So Joshua said to the people of Israel, come here and listen to the words of the Lord. Joshua continued, this is how you will know that the living God is among you, and he will certainly force the Canaanites, Hivites, the Perizzites, the Geshurites, Amorites, and the Jebusites out of the way. Watch the ark of the promise of the Lord of the whole earth as it goes ahead of you in the Jordan River. Choose one man from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, the priest, to carry out the ark of the Lord. The Lord of the whole earth will stand in the water of Jordan. Then the water flowing from upstream will stand up like a dam. So they broke camp to cross the Jordan River. The priest who carried the Ark of the Promise went ahead of the people. The Jordan overflows all its banks during the harvest season. When the priests who were carrying the Ark came to the edge of the Jordan River and set foot in the water stopped flowing up from upstream. The water rose up like a dam, and as far as the city of Adam near Zerethan. The water flowing down toward the Sea of the Plains, the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. The people crossed from the east side of Jordan, directly opposite Jericho. The priests carried the Ark of the Lord's Promise, stood firmly on the dry ground in the middle of Jordan until the whole nation of Israel crossed the dry land. So then the Lord told Joshua, the whole nation finished crossing the Jordan River. The Lord told Joshua, choose one man from each of the 12 tribes. Order them to pick up the 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan where the priest's feet stood firmly. They took the stones along with them. They sat down where they were camped tonight. Joshua, 12 men whom he had selected, one from each tribe, he said, go in the middle of the Jordan, in the river, in front of the ark of the Lord. Each man must take a stone on his shoulder, one of each tribe. This will be a sign to you. In the future, your children will ask, what do these stones mean? You should answer, the water on the river Jordan was cut off in front of the ark of the Lord's promise. When the ark crossed the river stopped flowing. The stones are a permanent reminder for the people of Israel. The people of Israel did as Joshua ordered. They took the 12 stones, one of each of the tribes of Israel. They took them in the middle of the Jordan, as the Lord had told Joshua. They carried them to the camp and set them down. Joshua also set 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan, where the priest who had carried the Ark of the Promise stood. The stones are still there today. The priest who carried the Ark remained standing in the middle of the Jordan. They stood there until everything the Lord had ordered Joshua to tell the people had been carried out. This was as Moses told Joshua. The people hurried to the other side. As soon as everyone had crossed, the priest with the Lord's Ark crossed and went ahead of them. The men of Reuben, Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh did as Moses had told them. They marched across in battle formation ahead of the people of Israel. About 40,000 armed men crossed the river in front of the Lord of the plains of Jericho for battle. On that day, the Lord honored Joshua in the presence of the Israelites. As long as Joshua lived, the Israelites respected him in the same way they respected Moses. What a great God we serve. He always keeps his promises. Just like he kept his promise to Moses, he kept his promise to Joshua. And don't you know, he keeps his promises to us. Who is like unto you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you? You are glorious because of your holiness and awe-inspiring because of your splendor. You perform miracles. Can the Lord do his mighty acts through you? Are you in the place where God called you to be? God is in the miracle-working business. Is God calling you so he can do a miracle through you? God's word says we will do greater works than Jesus did, because the greater one is on the inside of us. Mark 16:15, Jesus said, go, he's talking to us, into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That means us, you, me, who are his disciples. The world is a big place, so we can start in our neighborhoods, being written epistles, living a life so that we are holy examples. Well, we must live a holy life. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday again, and so forth. January, February, all the way through December, every year, year after year, growing spiritually in wisdom and knowledge and understanding and of God's ways. Can God depend on you in your neighborhood? Is it time to say like Jabez, enlarge my territory, O Lord, that you have blessed me indeed and enlarge my territory so that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. So God granted Jabez what he requested, 1 Chronicles 4:10. You want God to send you to the four corners of the earth? How are you getting along with the people in your family, your community, your church? Can God trust you to go to Asia, Africa, Europe, Antarctica, Australia, South America, even places in our own continent, North America, to spread his word and do not do evil like Jabez requested? Have you been loving on God, loving on yourself, loving on your neighbor? How do you rate yourself from 1 to 10? How do you rate yourself? Search yourself. That's what the Bible says. Search yourself. God checks our heart. Is your heart beating to the rhythm of the heart of God? Are you obedient? That's better than going into the world. First, we got to be obedient. Obedient to God. You know, in the small things, he tells us little things. He'll tell us, you know, don't eat that. Don't go that way. Don't get on the phone now. Spend time with me. Are we listening to God in the little things? You know, I have to repent daily because so many things God tell me I forget. Sometimes I don't forget. I'm rebellious. And I have to say, Lord, forgive me. Paul said, I would do those things, but, you know, it's something within me sometimes hold me back. But I say, Lord, remove that something that holds me back from being obedient to you so that I can be obedient to you in everything. So before we go into the world, make sure that your walk and your talk are lined up with God. Preach the gospel to every creature. Don't give Satan a chance to go to God and say, Lord, Caritha did this, Caritha did that. You know she did that. Oh, you know she didn't do what you told her to do. He is an accuser of God's children. When Satan go before the Lord, let him have nothing to accuse us of. You know he's a liar too. Sometimes he accuses us. He don't be telling the truth. The word continues to say that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Are you cooperating with God to carry forth his mighty, holy, righteous plans in the earth? Can God depend on you like he depended on Joshua? God told Joshua, I'm going to honor you today in front of all the people of Israel. I will do this to let them know that I am with you just like I was with Moses. Are you in a place for God to honor you in front of his people? God has a mighty purpose, a great plan for each of his children. Let's get ourselves out of the way and get ourselves in God's plan to receive his honor, his blessings. He loads us up every day with his benefits to receive them. Today, we honor our God. We praise him joyfully. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. Our praise shall be unto our God. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. Whosoever honoreth praise glorifies God. And to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. Praise waiteth on thee, O God. Sing, we sing praise out to honor the name of our God. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. Then they shall sing praises to your name, O Most High. Honor is due to our God. Psalm 29:2 says, give unto the Lord glory, do unto his name, and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Psalms 34:3 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Psalms 57:5 says, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let his glory be above all the earth. Psalms 107:32 says, let us exalt his name in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Isaiah 25:1, O Lord, thou art great, our Lord. We will exalt thee. We will praise your name. For we, excuse me, we will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things. Your counselors of old are faithfulness and your truth. Revelation 19:7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. God is an awesome God. This is Joyful Praise Day, and we can honor our God not only today, but we should honor him every day. Now, you know, if we honor him with our lips only, it's unacceptable. So we have to honor him with our whole heart. And he knows our heart. We can't fool him. You know, we can fool ourselves. I fooled myself many times. But you know what? Eventually, I had to come and say, I had to bow the knee and say, Lord, forgive me, because I have sinned against you. You are the Most High God. Forgive me, O God, when I sin against myself, when I sin against my neighbor, my friend, my family member, when I sin against you, forgive me, O God. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me, O God. And you know he's faithful and just to forgive me. He's a loving Heavenly Father. But I tell you what, he not only is loving, but he's also a God who corrects us when we sin. But he is faithful to forgive us. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. This morning, we have a mighty woman of God. I'm looking for her right now. Sister Brenda Lombard, if you're on, would you press 1? All right, I don't see her right now. Sister Jackie Travis, are you on this morning? If you're on, press 1. Okay, I do see Sister Lombard here. Hold on 1 second. All righty. I just saw her number here. Hold on, Sister Brenda. Okay, there it is. All right. As I said, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And we have Evangelist Brenda Lombard on from Houston, Texas. She's going to pray for our prayer request this morning. Good morning, Sister Lombard.
Good morning, Sister Caritha. God bless you. I'm enjoying this program as usual.
All right. We're going to take prayer requests. We're glad you're on. So press 1 if you have a prayer request. Press 1 if you have a prayer request.
I'd like to have a prayer request this morning. Corey says St. Mildred.
Okay.
And I have a prayer request. Praying to the Lord that he bless this program that you have. And keep on being stronger in the Lord. And I'd like to request my granddaughter is in the hospital. And I'd like a prayer request for her, please. Pray for her that the Lord will bring her out. I'm sure he will. He doesn't make any mistakes. And whatever he does, we'll be thankful and praise his name because he's God and no other. One is, he's the only one that can help us and do what he's supposed to do. And I want to thank him this morning for all the blessings. Thank him for my family and all the blessings that he's given us. Thank you. Give you strength this morning, Corita, to keep going in his name. And praising him, give you strength to keep going with this wonderful program that we have every Saturday morning. We thank you and we ask the request of my granddaughter that she gets better. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Aunt Mildred, for those requests. We appreciate you. We appreciate Aunt Mildred. She's our youngest. On the line, she's 101, and we thank God for life and life more abundantly for her. She has seen God's hand upon her and how merciful he is, and I just thank God for you, Aunt Mildred, because you're certainly holding on to God's unchanging hand. So we bless you, Aunt Mildred. All right, any more prayer requests?
Yes, I want prayer for my two brother-in-laws. This is Pastor Vivian.
Okay.
Two brother-in-laws that's they are indulging in the drinking beer all day long, that they get delivered from that thing. My husband had prayed for his family for years for salvation, so I pray for salvation upon these two brothers that's indulging in alcohol.
All right. Thank you, Sister Vivian. We're glad you're on this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anyone else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you haven't already. Okay, you're on the air. Good morning, 904. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning. Yes,
I have a prayer request.
Yes, I have a prayer request for my patients and for myself and for just the city of Jacksonville, period. For our young men, for our young black men that's not working, that need to be working, and doesn't see any way out, especially for my senior citizens.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jackie. We still want you to sing that song right after prayer request, if you don't mind.
Okay, I'm going to try my best. I got somebody in the doctor's office.
Okay, well, it's available. All right. Any more prayer requests? Have a prayer request.
Sister Carita, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who's this?
This is Carolyn Davis from Harvey, Louisiana / New Orleans. How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm fine. I got a couple of prayer requests. I'm asking prayer requests for my son, Quentin. He's having a lot of back pain. My mother, who's having a knee problem, and prayers for myself for having shoulders problem. And also, I'm requesting prayers on my pending trip to China, that we have a safe and successful trip, and all those people who are going on the trip and back.
Amen. Thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate it. Carolyn is my good friend from New Orleans, y'all. We've been friends for, I lost track of the number of years, at least over 30.
30 years.
I got for you. All right. Any more prayer requests?
Press one.
Did you have a prayer request? All right. Hold on. Someone else press one right here. Just a second. I'll put you on.
This is Ludell.
All right, 706, you're on. Good morning, Ms. Ludell.
I want to let you know I enjoyed the program. I was blessed. And just continue prayer for me and my family and my friends. He's going through a lot. So I said, God, we'll just hold them in the hollow of their hands.
Amen. All right, Ms. Ludell, she's from Georgia. Applin. Is it Applin, Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank God for you this morning. God bless you. Any more prayer requests? One. And if you're already on, you can speak. You know, I have a man of God on this morning. I don't know if he wants to say anything. I always call him Daddy Robinson. When I lived downtown in the towers, he, was always in support of me when I taught a Bible week. He would be faithful to come. So I praise the Lord for him being on this morning. Daddy Robinson, if you want to say something, we have you on live. If not, we will honor you in prayer. So you're welcome to speak up if you want to. Any more prayer requests? Okay, I'm still looking to see if anyone else pressed one. Hold on, please. All right, anybody else? Prayer request. We have about 12 people on this morning. I thank God for each of you. You are a blessing on Bible Storyland. Okay. All right, let me go over those again, the prayer request. Aunt Mildred, she's asking prayers for Bible Storyland to be blessed. For her granddaughter, Cheryl Tatum, who's in the hospital for our family. She's at Vivian. Is asking prayer for her two brother-in-laws for salvation, for deliverance from alcohol. Jackie Travis is asking prayer for families, for her patients, for young black men, and just for America, for Florida. My friend Carolyn Davis is asking prayer for her son, Quentin, with back pain, her mother for knee pain, for herself for shoulder pain, and for her trip to China and those who will be traveling with her. Ms. Ludell for her family, for her friend. And so far, that's all I have. Anybody else? Prayer request. All right. Well, anyway, we have silent prayer requests. Sister Brenda's going to cover those, too. We thank God for each of you. All right, Sister Brenda, we're ready.
Good morning to one and all this morning. I count it a privilege and an honor to go before the Lord and petition him in behalf of our listeners both here as well as in the future. Father God, as I come to your throne of grace, I just slip up everyone that's on our program on today. And Father God, we just ask that you go ahead of that delegation that's going to to China, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give them traveling grace to be bind those spirits of accidents, not only from them, but for all those that are traveling, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just lose grace and favor to them with the elements. Let the weather be fair. Don't let it be inclement. Father God, we bind up the spirit of division, all conflict and strife away from them. Don't let there be any bickering before the trip, on the trip, as well as coming home. Don't let anything be missing or stolen or broken as you travel to and from China and back home. Father God, we bind up the strong men of infirmity. Don't let anybody take ill. Oh, God, open up doors that they had not planned on going into. Give them grace and favor, Father God. Just let them witness and witness to more people than what they had even expected to witness to. Father, let souls be won into the kingdom. Let the backslidden be restored and strengthened, Daddy God. Oh, God, give them more preaching engagements and give them more invitations to go back and forth to China, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them come home and let the impact that they make on the people of the nation of China be indelible. Let it be felt for years and years and years. And, Father God, let the impact that the trip to China will have on each individual member that's traveling in an entourage, let their lives be changed forever, Father God. Hallelujah. As a direct result of their trip to China, their witnessing, hallelujah, over there in Jesus' name. And, Lord, just go ahead. Just go ahead of Jackie Travis because she's at the doctor's office now. Let the doctors and the nurses' mind be an extension of your hand and your mind. Show them the root cause of the problem that her patient has on today. We lose grace and favor to them in strange places. Let them roll out the red carpet to anyone that's at the doctor's office on today. Father God, we speak to Pastor Vivian's brother-in-laws, and not only to them, but even to my own family members, those of us that have not made a prayer request. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of addiction. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, let them abstain from alcohol from now on. Not only alcohol, but nicotine. Those of us that have a problem with nicotine addiction, Father God, we bind that up now in the name of Jesus. Father God, just let these people that's indulging in this, let them just be turned off. Let it become nauseous, the smell of alcohol, the smell of smoke, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, just remove that taste from them. Remove the desire from them and replace it, Father God, with other things. Hallelujah. With study of the word, let's replace it, Father God, with the eating of fruit or something else that's nutritious to their body, in Jesus' name. Father God, we speak. We speak now to Charlotte, who's in the hospital. We bind the strong man of infirmity from her now in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we send the word to penetrate her as well as Sister Carolyn Davis's body, Father God. Anybody else that have pains, Father God, we bind the strong man of infirmity. We bind up aches and pains, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from our skeletal system, arthritis, bursitis, Father God. We command the body to get in line with the word of God, that the skeletal system, nervous system, hallelujah, the muscular system, the cardiovascular system, in the name of Jesus, we command the pain to stop, the trauma to be abated. Father God, we ask you to reverse these lying symptoms now, and we call for divine help now in Jesus' name. We stand up on Psalm number 107 and verse 20. And you sent your word to heal them.
Go ahead.
One of them. We send the word to penetrate. To penetrate each cell within their body now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Reverse all those lying symptoms from them now. We call for divine help now for their bodies now. In Jesus' name. Father God, go ahead of all of us on today and prepare the way. And we lose grace and favor to ourselves in Jesus' name. Father God, make every crooked place straight in our lives. And Father God, just let Karita, Minister Gatlin's program go forth. From the north, the south, and the east, and the west. And we call for even more members to call up on a weekly basis, Father God. Let her name be noised abroad. And continue to strengthen her. Continue to give her plans and strategies on how to plan each program. And anoint us, Father God, as we go forth. We are the members. We are the members. We are the regular members of her group, Father God. Just give us a higher anointing, increased anointing. Cause us to be more faithful, more loyal, and more committed to her. And, Father God, remember Aunt Mildred. Continue to strengthen her and bless her and encourage her heart. In fact, all of the regulars, Karen included, Father God, Jackie Travis, all of us, all of those that's online on today, in Jesus' name we pray. Let no one tune in today or in the future to our program but their needs being unmet. Meet the needs spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, as well as financially. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. We thank God for that awesome prayer. Evangelist Lombard, we just thank God for your faithfulness to come on Bible Storyland each and every Saturday. We appreciate you. Jackie, are you able to this time or you want to do it next time?
Okay, I can sing right now.
All right, you ready?
Okay. Something got a hold of me. Oh, yes, it did. I said something got a hold of me. Let me tell you about it. I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. Something got a hold of me. Well, I was at a revival on a morning bend. Then had me filled with misery, and something hit me on the top of my head and ran down to my feet. Well, something got a hold of me. Oh, yes, it did. I said something got a hold of me. Let me tell you about it. I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. Something got a hold of me. Well, it was the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, 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 yeah. I went to a meeting one night, and my heart just wasn't right. Something had a hold of me.
Yeah, that's
amen.
All right.
Amen. Something's got a hold of us, and it's the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Ooh, that was awesome, yes. Sister Jackie.
Oh,
I love that song. Those old tunes are awesome. I think Miss Ludell from Georgia was singing with you. Was that you, Miss Ludell?
I was.
You made it in nicely. I love that. Amen.
All right. All right.
Won't let us go. Hallelujah. Well, we have for a brief testimony this morning, and in a few minutes we're going to ask Pastor Josie Phillips to close us out in prayer. But right now we're going to take short testimonies about how the Lord is working in your life. You know, he's a miracle-working God, and he don't forget his children.
Testimony. I just want to give a testimony to God, who's ahead of my life, Lord. He's leading me and guiding me. And I just want to thank him for all that he's done. He's been so good to us all week. I've been asking the Lord for a miracle. It just seems like money is coming from different ways and different things. I think it's time for a miracle. And he's showing me that it is time for a miracle. He is bringing the money forth for me and my husband, because right now things are financially, you know, and we're in a bind. And with us owning our own barbershop, you know, people are not getting haircuts like they usually get because they don't need them because they're not working. So my husband was telling me he might, you know, have to think about closing down or relocating or whatever. And I was asking the Lord for a miracle. So he's showing us that he had these old cars that he's been trying to sell for the longest. So hopefully, if you all pray for us to have a success with selling that car again, maybe we can keep this place open and keep it going. So he's just showing me, I just love the way the Lord is just showing me that he will work it out immediately, you know? Not
amen.
Even know so I just
amen.
Thank God for that.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Jackie. I appreciate that testimony.
Yes,
God is faithful to us. He said, whatever we ask in his name, believe it. He promised to grant it. You know he's faithful to his word.
Yes, Lord.
Miracle after miracle in my life. So I know he's no respecter of persons. He's healed my body many times. Any more? We got time for one more. One more testimony. I know you got some. Y'all just keeping them.
Yes. I'm going to hold on to them, y'all.
All right, well. Rains and shines upon us every day, and it's just uplifting to just look at God's miracles as we go through each day.
Amen. Yeah, even the little things we take for granted. You know, the fact that we can hear the birds sing, that's a miracle.
Thank you, Karen.
I appreciate that. Everything. Everything we take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
It is a blessing from God. The fact that we wake up every morning, that's a blessing from the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody have anything they want to share this morning? A testimony, just to share something. Well, everybody's kind of quiet this morning. Anybody press one? Let me see if anybody else pressed one, and I didn't see them press one on here, because sometimes people say, well, I pressed one, but I couldn't get on. I want you on if you want to be on. All righty. Any more testimonies? We're going to be closing out soon. All right. Pastor Josie, are you still there?
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well,
glory to God.
We're ready for prayer. We appreciate a closing prayer from you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father, that we can come boldly to your throne of grace, for your mercy endures it forever, Lord. Father, we want to say thank you for today, Lord. Lord, we just lift up the leaders, Father God, in this nation, God. That the leaders, Father God, that they come to the light, to your light, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray conviction, Lord, that they get saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, as we submit ourselves, we thank you, Father. Oh, Father God, that you anoint us to become those intercessors, to stand in the gap, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that our leaders rule in righteousness and that they have the fear of the Lord, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we lift up the poor people, the needy people, even here in our cities, our community, Lord. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that your word goes forth and have dominion, Father God. As we begin to decree and declare your word, it shall be established in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you turn the leader's heart, Father God, to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that the people, Father, in the nation, Lord, that they will tremble at the presence of God. Now, Lord, we ask that you fill the house with your glory, Father. Oh, God, we lift up every person on this broadcast today, God, that they're, as they walk as dispensers, God, that you fill us up with your living water, Father. Fill us up, God, with your love, Father. Oh, we thank you for your mercy, Lord, for your mercy, Father. Now, Lord, we just forgive all those that have hurt or harmed us, Lord. And, Father, we cry mercy for them. We cry mercy for them, Lord. Oh, Father God, let the people, oh, Father God, turn their hearts to you, Lord. Oh, God, we give you praise and glory, Father. In Jesus' name, we take authority, and we cast down, and we take authority of the spirit of lack and poverty in the name of Jesus, that poverty man mindset in Jesus' name. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father, that we walk in righteousness, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your righteousness, Lord. We thank you for your peace, Lord, and joy in the Holy Ghost, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you fill our mouth as we begin to open our mouth, oh, Father, in utterance, God, that we can speak the oracles, God, that you put in us, Father God. And God, give us great faith, Lord. Oh, Father, make us strong in the Lord, in the
power of your might, God. We thank you, Lord, that we clothe ourselves with the whole armor. Oh, Father God, that we can walk forth in holy boldness in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we give you praise and glory. We lift up, Father God, Minister Caritha, Father God, for the work that she's doing, God. We thank you for enlarging her territory, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we just lift up, we lift up every wounded person and everyone, Father God, that's been hurt, Father, from even people in the church, Lord. We bind that spirit of religion in Jesus' name. We take authority of the spirit of Jezebel in the name of Jesus, that Rahab spirit. Right now, we pull down every stronghold, principality, rulers of darkness, and high place. We cast down every imagination in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are a deliverer, Father God, that we're strong in you, Father God, and in these end times, Father God, we shall endure. We give you praise and glory, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you're aligning us up, Father God, for your glory, Father God, and as you begin to send us out, even to China, all over the world, Father, just like a spear, Father God, oh God, that you prepare the people's heart to receive your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you take evil away from us. Take it far away, God. Give us discernment, Father, as we begin to walk and we step out on faith, God. Oh, God, I give you praise, Lord. We expect a mighty move from you. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. We cover us. We seal us with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we're strong in the Lord and the power of our mind, the power of your might, God. Thank you, Father God. I of myself, I can do nothing, but it's Christ that living in us. Oh, God, we give you praise, Father. Thank you, Lord, for salvation, Lord. Thank you for healing, Lord. Oh, God, I give you praise, Lord. Thank you for the airway, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Phillips, for that mighty, effectual, fervent prayer. We appreciate you. Well, it's time to close out. We're so glad you could join us on Bible Storyland this morning. To honor our God, our Father, we thank God for each of you. We appreciate you. God loves you, and so do we. We look forward to hearing from you next week. It will be Children's Day. So join us at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To be our honor, you are our honor guest today. May Father God richly bless you and draw you closer to him. We give you glory and praise, O God, and we thank God that he's the Almighty Father, Almighty King. So don't give up. Don't forget that God is with you. Keep God in your every thought. Don't forget him. Keep him in your every thought. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love each of you. I look forward to speaking with you next week. So follow God and stay on his path. All right. Love each of you, all right? I appreciate you, Karen. She comes on every week faithfully and prays us and play beautiful, melodious music. Karen, you're just an awesome woman of God. We just thank God for but you've been so weekly. Thank God for Karen and for you, Brenda, for my sister, for my aunt, for everybody who come on weekly, and even those who joined us for the first time today. I am just so grateful to God for each one of you. Those of you who come on from time to time, I appreciate you and thank God for your support and pray God's blessings upon each one of you. So have a blessed day today. I love y'all.
Eddie Robinson, you still there? Everybody's hung up. We appreciate you, and I look forward to talking to you soon. You can go ahead and hang up now. I'm going to cut it down.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Amen.
Bless you. And Mildred?